The way has been cleared for negotiations on a new common agricultural policy, affecting the incomes and livelihoods of tens of thousands of farming families here. A meeting of EU agriculture ministers ended in the early hours of this morning in Luxembourg, with an agreement which now goes to the European Parliament for further discussion and likely amendment. The draft plan will place enhanced environmental obligations on farmers, but according to climate change campaigners, still doesn't go far enough. Before we came on air, I spoke to Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue.
Well, I think what after 2 days of long discussions and finishing up very late last night, there has now been a general approach agreed by the EU Council in terms of the Council of Ministers' views on the cap proposal. So the Council and the Commission will now be able to enter into negotiations, further negotiations with the European Parliament and what is called trilogues, to come to a final conclusion. So certainly I think it was very welcome and important that a deal was done last night in terms of a general approach. It is really important that we can give certainty to farmers in terms of the outlook on the CAP programme and in terms because it forms such a key part of their income. We're already in a situation where there's a one-year, potentially two-year transition period. So this will now certainly help finalise that and also help finalise the multi-annual financial framework, the budget as well, which was agreed by prime ministers over the summer and help bring that to a conclusion now too.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail obviously yet to be worked out, but I think it's clear the direction of travel here, which is greater obligations placed on farmers in terms of their meeting environmental and climate concerns. For example, 30% now of the what are called the Pillar 1 direct payments to farmers. It's about $355 million worth to Irish agriculture. That will now have to be linked directly to environmental programmes and advancing climate change measures. That's going to put a big burden, isn't it, on farmers here?
Yeah, well, I think there still has to be discussion between the European Parliament and the Council now on this. The Parliament has suggested that 30% of Pillar 1 would go towards what's called an eco-scheme, which would be delivering additional environmental outcomes, whereas the Council position general approach agreed last night was 20%. So that there will be further engagement now on that. But there's no doubt that certainly this coming CAP will be seeking to achieve and contribute to climate change objectives, to improving biodiversity and to ensuring that while we produce very high quality food within Europe, we also do it alongside a way that is sensitive to the environment and protects it now and for the years to come. So I think farmers, and particularly Irish farmers, are up for that as well. And the important thing I've always said and in relation to this is that that farmers, that we work in partnership with farmers, and the farmers are properly rewarded for the work that they'll be doing and the custodianship that they will have of agriculture or of our land, and the important role that they'll play in producing very high quality food.
But it's really, it's going to affect really every aspect of how they interact with the common agricultural policy, how they receive these direct payments, the rural development funding, for example, the same, about a third of that linked to eco measures. Is it going to mean really a very fundamental shift in the way farmers go about their business, just day by day, week by week?
Well, certainly it will mean an increase at European level. Already in Ireland, within our Pillar 2 programmes, for example, we would be well above in the outgoing caps, in terms of, well above the minimum thresholds that would be required in relation to environmental spending, significantly above. We'll continue to do that. The change now this time around will be that within Pillar 1 there will be a requirement for an eco-scheme as well. And I think that's something that farmers will be able to embrace and importantly ensure that funding and income does continue, is maintained to our farming community as well. There was initially a proposal to reduce the overall CAP budget, and that was resisted and pushed back on. And part of the basis in which that is done as well is that farmers will have to continue to increase environmental spending as part of the income that they get as well.
On another matter in relation to COVID-19 and the level 5 restrictions, the government cabinet yesterday agreed a new range of penalties for breaches of those regulations. We're hearing calls this lunchtime from the GRA, among others, for much greater clarity in relation to what people's obligations will be now as we move into this level 5 period of 6 weeks. Does there need to be that? Does there need to be better communication so the public understands what's required of them?
I think communication is important, and it is something that the government have been focusing on and continuously getting the message out. I do think, I mean, in relation to the fines and penalties that are being proposed, it doesn't take away from the key and core message, which has always been the case, that it does require all of us to take our personal responsibility to follow the public health advice and to follow the advice in relation to the moving to level 5 now as well that is being asked of us. And it's only by doing that that we actually can ensure that the opportunity for the virus to spread is reduced and numbers taken down. The proposal to bring in fines and additional powers to the Gardaí is only in the event for those that are flouting those regulations and that are not responding. Obviously, the Gardaí always take an approach of engaging and communicating as well. But I think it is important that they do have the powers where somebody is not taking the responsibility to their community and to their people close to them seriously by following the guidelines, that the Gardaí do have the power to enforce as well.
And that was the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue, speaking to me earlier.